It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Well, let's see. Ed from Lexington called station manager Roger Duvall. Karen emailed from London, Kentucky. Another Karen posted on Facebook, as did Terry. Meanwhile, Chad tweeted about it. And this all happened Saturday evening. The issue was a problem that put very accurate coordinated universal time on the air at 6 o'clock and for most of an hour instead of a Prairie Home Companion. It was caused by a computer playlist error that went unnoticed. I would recommend that you read my detailed post on the station's Facebook timeline if you're really interested in more information. Thanks to all who made efforts to contact us about this. In addition to using the social media to reach us, I invite you to become a member of a network of troubleshooters across our region. If you contact me, I'll send you a cell phone number you can call, trusting that you'll use it only for good, not for evil. On a more positive note, we had a call from Classic 102.1 listener Lee with a compliment for our own Michael Carter.
I have only heard one classical music show on the radio better than his, and it only lasted for about 2 years before the person doing it ran out of the ability to do better than Michael.
Lee also had some suggestions regarding the technical quality of the signal on WKYL, which are certainly appreciated. We're grateful for all the comments and invite you to keep sending them along. Email us at weku@eku.edu. Post on Facebook or call our listener comment line, 859-622-1657. We'll gladly keep your comment anonymous, but please be sure to leave your name and callback information. And keep in mind this offer. If you'd like to become part of our network of troubleshooters, we'll send you a cell phone number and you can let us know when something goes wrong. Then tune in next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.